I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Probably the great financial ride following the dot-com bust has been housing, especially with low interest rates. Suddenly, there are signs that era may be ending. That's the story from our friends at Marketplace. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, it seemed like mortgage interest rates were going to be low for a long time. They're going up. Why?
They are going up. Mortgage rates are heavily tied to the bond market. And the bond market has seen some really wild swings in the past 6 or 7 weeks for a couple of reasons. First, because of the massive federal deficit that the government is selling more bonds to raise money. So there are more bonds out there, and that affects interest rates on all kinds of things, including mortgages, because there's more competition for the investor's dollar. Second, experts are basically predicting that the Fed is done lowering interest rates, and what's gone down will at some point go up. So mortgage financers like banks and insurance companies are raising rates ahead of the expectation that the Fed will eventually do the same. They're basically covering their behinds.
Well, what is going to happen to the great housing market?
That's an excellent question. It probably won't tank, but it will be not so vaunted as it's been. Here's Cynthia Latta, the chief economist for Global Insight.
A lot of people now are going to feel locked in to their current houses. You know, you're not going to refinance your mortgage at a higher rate, and you're not going to move across town if you have to take on a higher mortgage rate. So it is going to put a real damper on the housing market. Near term, we'll probably see a lot of activity as people jump before mortgage rates go even higher.
And in fact, Alex, that has happened. A lot of people buying houses just in the past week.
What about the housing prices they're looking at?
Well, as you know, since you just moved here to California, prices have soared over the last several years, especially in hot markets like California, the Boston to Washington corridor. Prices should fall or at least flatten out in some places because buyers simply won't have as much money because of the higher mortgage interest rates, and sellers know that. So falling prices won't happen everywhere, but they should happen.
It's been housing that's been driving the economy even through recession. So what's going to be the effect of all this?
Well, in the short term, it could affect the stock market's recovery because if the bond market is a better deal, people could pull money out of stocks and into bonds. And also, you know, if the housing market slows down, then construction could slow down and on down the economic food chain. So that could put some sort of damper on things. And that's Mortgage Rates 101. Here in the Marketplace newsroom, we're working on Betting 101. Can a simple, friendly wager actually affect future events?
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Alex.